The meaning of all kinds of cultural traditions can get lost in translation. Reporter Ari Daniel Shapiro unearthed the story behind one in this report on holiday foods in the Haitian community.
9 years ago, on New Year's Day, David Gunther was faced with a mini epidemic. He's a family doctor, and at his old job in Somerville, just north of Boston, many of his patients were from Haiti.
10 or 12 patients all complained of pretty similar symptoms, belly pains. They weren't terribly ill, but it was clear that there was some kind of a pattern.
Gunther almost alerted the Department of Public Health to this mild GI outbreak. But then one of those patients with the stomach trouble figured out what was going on.
And she explained that most likely they were all suffering from the same problem, stomach upset related to eating too much of a holiday soup.
So nothing infectious, just a squash soup overdose.
Yeah, we eat a lot of it.
That's Marie Romulus.
I'm from Haiti.
In her cozy kitchen in Somerville, she pulls out a hefty stainless steel pot. In 2 days, it'll be brimming with her squash soup.
Or in Creole, they call it soup jomo.
During France's rule of Haiti, this soup was off limits to the slaves.
Because we were in slavery, so the commander never let the slave have the soup. The soup was considered superior. The slaves were considered as a little lower class. So when we get our independence, we were free to have a soup.
Haiti gained its independence on January 1st, 1804, so Haitians eat soup jomu every New Year's Day. It's orange, and it's a mix of squash, potatoes, and meat. Romulus likes to add some spaghetti to hers.
It's really energetic, like it's a combination of everything. If you taste it, you will like it also.
Romulus eats the soup 4 times on New Year's Day, and that's not as often as some. She thinks that overeating may have caused the GI outbreak at the clinic 9 years ago.
You have to space yourself not to eat everything at once, you know?
So when you eat it, what does it make you think about?
Whenever I eat it, I always think about my great grandfather. They used to be in slavery, so I feel like I am free. And when you have the soup, you really feel full.
Full of freedom. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.
This is NPR News.